The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
My neighbor, I have some very interesting things to do with you today. First of all, I'd like to show you this machine. This is a Braille writing machine. People who know how to read Braille read with their fingers. I'll show you how this machine works. I've been learning a little bit about how to write this Braille. There. Now I want to write the word high. So I go like this for H and this for I. Do it once more. H, I. Now I'll show you how that looks. High, high. And this is the way I would read it with my finger like that. High, high. If there were no light in the room, and you knew how to read Braille, you could read a book. Or if you didn't see well with your eyes, you could feel the letters of a book in Braille, like this. There are many ways of communicating what's important to people. Matter of fact, a long time ago, people carved pictures in caves to tell what they were thinking about. Here is a picture of a cave that's not too far from here. And these men have been studying the carvings in this cave for a long time. This one is a friend of mine. This one over here. His name is Jim Swagger. And he gave me the directions to how to get to this cave. So I thought we just might go to... Oh, excuse me. Hello? Yes, Joe. Well, I'm just about to take my television friend to the cave. Sure, I'd like to. We'll stop on our way back. Fine. See you then. All right. Bye-bye. That's Joe Negri. There's a young man at his music shop practicing the marimba and drums, and Joe wants me to hear him. But first we'll go to the cave and then to the music shop. Lots of things to do today. Okay, this is the way we go. Okay. Come along. Here's the fence, and we follow this fence the whole way down the hill. Now we're supposed to go along here and find a big rock. Oh, that must be the big rock. It says that he would be very near it, in the cave. Don't see a cave, do you? Let's go down here and see. These are fine directions. I found you.
Jim. Fred, how are you? How are you doing?
What are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to work out this petroglyph here.
Did you just draw that on there?
No. You feel in here. You see there's a groove here. You just run your fingers down along them. And then the other part of the groove is up in here.
So it's carved
out. That's been carved into the rock. And all the chalk is only for picture-taking purposes.
Well, how did somebody do that?
Well, this is a soft sandstone. And they would take a hard piece of rock and maybe have a little point on it, and they would pound in here, just like that. And they make a line of dots, a little pit. Then they rub it with the stone, you see? You can feel here, you see? You feel a little depression here where it wasn't completely rubbed out.
Is this the kind of thing that they would use?
No. This is just a ruler I use so I know how the size of this thing.
I see. Well, now, how old would this be? I mean, how long?
My guess is maybe 700 years old, about that long.
That long?
Yeah. You like to see some more of them?
Yeah, where are they?
Well, back in here.
And they're showing.
Come along. Why? Look here. Is this something you've been working on?
Yeah, we've been working here for, trying to understand it for quite a long time now.
This looks like a dog, yeah.
Well, it's a dog-like animal, that's for sure. Maybe it was a wolf, you see. There's pretty big teeth on it there.
I'll say. But what is this line that goes from the teeth down through it there?
Well, and it's called a lifeline. You see, this is where the food comes in. It comes down the alimentary canal and gets into the stomach. And the Indians do that as well as we do. And we think that's why they would have done that.
I see. But this must have been something that would have been important to the people who drew it.
Well, it was certainly important to the man who made it. And he probably meant it to mean something to his own people.
Now, this wouldn't have been done by a child.
Oh, no. Children shouldn't go into caves like this alone to begin with, and I'm sure the Indians felt the same way.
Well, what's this long thing up here?
I think that's probably a rattlesnake. And you see down here, you'll see the rattles here.
Right.
And then this is the regular pattern that you see on the rattlesnake's back.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that's what it is. This is a drawing of this cave made almost 100 years ago by W.H. Holmes.
Energy.
That's right. And then when I came here some years ago, I used this drawing to try to locate all these features.
Well, this looks like where we are right now.
That's right. There's the rattlesnake, and there's the dog-like animal.
And this is the bird that we saw
early
on?
Yep.
That looks like a hand there.
Yeah, it is a hand.
And a face with a feather? Where's that?
Yeah, that's over here on the other side. Want to go over there?
Uh-huh. Oh, I see the face here. The face with the feather.
Yep. And there's the hand over there.
Where?
Oh, right over there.
About the same size hand as mine, I think.
Yes, and I wouldn't doubt, but with the man that carved it had about the same kind of feelings we have, too.
Fascinating things, Jim.
Yep, very nice.
You have more work to do?
Yes, I want to take some pictures in here before I leave, Fred. Why don't I get one of you while I'm at it?
Fine. How about beside this 700-year-old bird?
Good idea. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you very much.
See you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. To think that all that is under this big rock. All kinds of surprises, aren't there? Well, it's time to go to the Negris. Follow our directions back.
Hi, Fred. How are you doing? Hey, how was the trip to the cave?
It was fascinating. There's pictures in there.
I love to go to the cave, but I never go alone.
No, of course not.
Why don't you go in and see Donnie's inside?
Should I just go myself?
Sure.
Right, thank you. All right. Don, I'm Fred Rogers.
Nice to meet you.
Joe said it was all right to come back to hear your practice.
Right.
This is a beautiful instrument.
Oh, yes. Lovely sound, the tone.
The marimba.
Right. Made out of wooden slabs, actually, that ring. And then you have these pipes here, which act like on an organ. The sound rings in these pipes.
It's like a xylophone, isn't it?
Right, like a xylophone.
But the pipes make it a marimba?
Right.
Could I blow in there? Oh!
Yeah.
Sort of like a cave.
You want to try it? Sure. Piece I've been working on right now is called Dance. Sometimes when I work on a piece and I listen to it or prepare it to perform, I try to think of pictures or images that would tell me a little bit more about it or help me play the piece better. And with this dance, I think about a storm that builds.
Sounds like a storm?
That's just like a storm.
Like it's over at the end.
Yes, it's all done.
Ah, beautiful. Have you played this instrument since you were a little boy?
No, actually I started on a snare drum when I was about 6 years old.
Snare drum, you're still playing drums?
Oh, yes, that's what I play most of the time. This is for when I want to play something else besides a drum, for musical purposes.
Would you show us some drums?
Sure.
You play these in the symphony, don't you?
Right, right. One thing I try to think about, did you ever think that drums could have melody or pitch?
And thought
play like
that
a
way.
Song? Yeah. This the drums go from high to low.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Exciting.
I should say, but it takes a lot of work, doesn't it?
A lot of work. A lot of time.
I'd like to hear more sometime.
come to a concert?
Be glad to, Don. Thank you so much for letting me hear you. Oh, he's wonderful.
Yes, he certainly is. Isn't
Thanks
he?
So much. Okay. See you soon.
Bye.
So many interesting things in the world, so many interesting people, and we never know by the outside what treasures there might be on the inside. Let's have some make-believe. Raleigh? The last time we thought about our story, King Friday was trying to get everybody to help build bombs, because he had the idea that Southwood was building bombs. Well, some people were helping him, but it didn't look like Lady Elaine would help. What do you think she might do? Let's pretend some more about it today. And of course, you know it is all pretend. Raleigh, Neighborhood of Make-Believe.
Miss Evelyn, there is no more time for discussion. I wish you to come to the AV room and help to assemble bombs.
I can't help you, Uncle Friday. I've told you again and again that I think that this whole thing is wrong. There's something terribly wrong about it.
Don't you want this neighborhood to be protected? If Southwood is building bombs, we must do the same.
Why?
Well, because it's just the thing to do.
But Uncle Friday, we don't even know the people of Southwood.
We know that they might be building bombs.
That's not proof enough for me.
Proof? Here's proof enough, Lady Evelyn.
What is this?
It's computer readout.
So?
So, when you have computer readout that long, you know that something is going on.
Oh, honestly.
I have no more time for debate. I must go train my generals and their staff. Farewell, niece.
Farewell, Uncle Friday. Oh, what in this world am I going to do?
Roof!
Oh, Bob Dog, you startled me.
Yeah, well, see, you should be prepared.
Oh, sounds like you've been talking with Uncle Friday.
Yeah, well, don't tell anybody, but I'm a spy for the war.
A spy for the what?
The war with Southwood.
But we're not having a war with Southwood. We're not having a war with anyone.
Well, then, just in case. See, I like to do detective work, and that's a lot like spy work, you know.
War is not a game, Bob Dog. War isn't anything that's fun. War is a terrible thing, and we must do all we can not to ever have one.
Okay, well, I can still wear this costume, though, can't I?
Oh, sure, you can play about something all you want to, just so you know it's play. Playing about war is a lot different than having a war.
Yeah, well, I'll just play, then. Yeah, bro. I'll just play.
They'll never get me to believe all that bomb stuff.
Oh, am I ever glad to hear you say that.
I knew somebody from Southwood one time. She was in my class at school. She was a great person.
Well, why don't you talk with her about all this bomb stuff?
I don't remember her name. I just remember that she was nice, and she was from Southwood.
How could we find her name?
Well, it might be in the files out at that new school and someplace else.
Let's go. I'll try anything.
I'm with you, Toots.
Now, in case the bomb should come to your neighborhood, there will be air raid shelters for you to run to. But you have to put your gas masks on first.
Oh. My daddy says that gas masks are heavy on your head.
Oh, I guess they are, Anna.
What if we can't find the air raid shelter?
That would be scary, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
My daddy's training all the generals today.
That's scary, too.
Everything's scary about all this.
Yes, it's a... Oh, well, Glass, look who's here.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I hope we're not interrupting too much.
No, we were just talking about the air raid shelters in case of an attack.
And we were saying that it was scary.
Mm-hmm. It certainly is scary. And I, for one, feel that there's entirely too much talk about it. We just don't have all the facts.
And that's why we're here.
What do you mean, Lady Elaine?
Do you have the records from the old school? The one I went to years ago?
I think they're over in the corner over there, huh?
Oh, could we look at them, Harriet?
Oh, of course. They're just a list of who was in each class.
Oh, good. Just what we need.
See, you
kind of. That's long ago there. You can tell by some of the pictures.
Oh, there's... This one looks like you,
yeah,
Lady Elaine.
That's right. There's because Fairchild, Fontainebleau, Gedrys, Lynch, Newell. And here's the one from Southwood, Betty Okanak.
Betty?
That was her name.
Yeah. Okanak?
Yes, that was her name, and she was a great person.
Seems to me I remember her.
I remember Betty Okanak, too. She came to babysit with me one time.
Was she nice?
She was very nice, and she talked very high, and she had real pretty teeth.
And she was from Southwood.
Well, then everybody in Southwood isn't bad.
That's right, and we've got to prove that to King Friday.
My daddy thinks that Southwood is going to make war on us.
I know he does, Tuesday, and we have to give him some other thought.
Well, what are you going to do, Lady Aberlin?
Well, I'm going to ask King Friday whether he'll let us go down to Southwood and talk to the people there and see if we can't find out what's really going on.
Well, we certainly wish you well, ladies.
Oh, thank you, Harriet.
Please don't let us have any war, Lady Aberlin and Lady Elaine.
We'll do the best we can, Jane.
Sure will.
Let's talk to Friday now, okay?
Okay, let's go.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my.
No, I think it would be a good idea to talk about some peaceful things now.
Mm-hmm. I like it when my mom and dad sing me a song before I go to sleep.
And I like it when people don't get mad and scream at each other.
And I like it because my dad is king of the neighborhood.
Hop, 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 2, 3, 4, hop, hop. About face, present arms, General. Excellent. Now, the next thing for you to do is to go out and find people that you can command.
Oh, here comes some.
Yes,
would you serve under me?
What do you mean, Chef Brockett?
I'm General Brockett, and I would like to have you in my division.
My answer is no.
You can serve in my army, then.
Absolutely not.
Or mine?
Nobody's army.
Lady Aberlin and Lady Elaine, I presume?
Correct.
Not as usual,
Uncle
King
Freddy.
You are interrupting my general's war practice.
We're planning to do a lot more than that, Friday. Take it away, Aberlin.
Uncle Friday, Lady Elaine knows someone who lives in Southwood. We would like your permission to go and visit that person and to try to find out what is really going on.
You may join Bob Dog's spy ring.
We don't want to be spies. We want peace.
This is serious business, ladies. Nothing to play with.
We know that, Uncle Friday. And that's why we want to go and find out the truth.
Look what I just found, everybody.
Oh, what is it, Bob Dog?
I'm not sure. It might be a war secret. Or maybe it looks more like code. Code, yeah.
Oh, it's probably computer readout.
No, this is Braille.
Do you know what it says, General Brockett?
Yes, I have a blind friend who taught me how to read Braille.
Kindly read it for us immediately.
That which is essential is invisible to the eye.
And what does that mean?
I guess it means that there's a lot more to things than what we see.
Or hear, or touch, or imagine. I think it means that there's a lot more to Southwood than our thinking up some story about their making bombs.
That will do, Fairchild.
Uncle Friday.
Yes?
Will you give us permission to go to Southwood as a peace delegation, or will we have to go on our own?
I shall consult our generals. Generals?
Yes,
Commander-in-Chief.
Shall we send this peace delegation to Southwood?
Affirmative.
Very well. But you will file a full report.
Yes, we will, Uncle Freddy. We must make our plans. Yes. Now, do you know just how far Southwood is?
We could get a map. What do you think they'll find when they go to Southwood? Do you think the people of Southwood are making bombs? Or are they making something else out of those little parts that they bought from Corning? People don't have to imagine bad things all the time, you know. We can imagine good things, too. I was just thinking, this machine doesn't write anything by itself. It just writes what people make it write. That's the way it is with machines. It's the people who make them work that are the important part. People can make machines do helpful things, or they can make them do harmful things. I guess you know how important I think people are. When we start thinking about everything in the world, it's the people who are the most important part of all. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud of me too. And I'm very glad you're a part of the world, because you can help to make it a better and better place for people to live, so that people won't have to be so scared of other people. They can have a really good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day. You know how? By just your being you. You're a person, a very special person. I'll be back.
Hey kids, come join us for some fun this morning at 10:30 on Storytime. But now it's time for music and magic on Lamb Chop's Play Along next here on PTV2.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
You're in PTV Park on
PBS. Human nutrition is made up of these five basic food groups. Are strawberry gummy worms meat or fruit?
Meet Mr. McFeely, Purple Panda, Nuzzle, Sizzle, Kiki, Leon, Kino, and many more at Kids Day 96, a fun-filled festival celebrating your favorite public television programs. Join in the fun Saturday, April 13th at the Arsenal Mall, Sunday, April 14th at the North Shore Mall, and Monday, April 15th at the Atrium. For more information, call 495-